Welcome back. Let's recap that last set of music for you. Up at the top there, we had Rat Pack's Bite My Tongue from their EP of the same name. I really love this song, and I really love this EP. It kind of reminds me of a lot of the stuff I listened to getting into punk music for the first time. Bands like The Damned, Buzzcocks, Vibrators, super great. Also, Patrick, sort of the nucleus of Rat Pack, is a super friendly guy, very knowledgeable, truly loves his craft, so happy to feature them in this set. Special shout out to Patrick and Rat Pack. After that was Paranoid with, please forgive me for butchering this, Jinsei no Kizu. Love this record Paranoid put out, SCUM Scum. Really cool Swedish, Japanese, hardcore punk, super great stuff. After that was Alienator with World of Hate. another hardcore banger, just super mean, super gritty. Love what those guys are doing. After that, we had Fairy Tale with Possible to Grow. You know, Fairy Tale is one of my favorite current bands right now, and that record they put out on Toxic State just totally blew my mind. Really evil, great vocals. Would love to see them live someday. Finally, rounding that set out was Dino's Boys with a cover of the Radio's I Don't Mind. Super catchy, kind of rock and roll on that one. Just sort of a little bit of a Dead Boys, Johnny Thunders thing going on. Super good. Love it. So, yeah, moving into this next set, we've got Crocodiles with Surfing with Death here on Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
I'm not afraid to die.
welcome back. I got another roundup for you from that last set of music. Right off the top there was Crocodiles with the song Surfing with Death off of their LP Upside Down in Heaven. I love Crocodiles. They're from LA. They write very cool rock and roll, sort of a surfy vibe. Lots of pop sensibilities, great catchy tunes. Also super nice guys. And bonus fact, that album artwork cover was done by none other than Tin Savage, who is the lead singer of Stingray, who we listened to earlier. So I guess technically Tin is also one of two people who appears twice in this set list today. After that, we had Fatal Disease Part 2 by the one and only Electric Chair. You know, I had to include some Electric Chair on here. They're one of my favorites. Their Active Aggression LP on Iron Lung is a classic now, and any song would have been a great choice, but I particularly love that one. After that, we had Pest Control with Masquerade Party from their Don't Test the Pest LP, put out on Quality Control HQ. Love that record. Great thrashy hardcore. Can't go wrong. After that was Homefront with New Face of Death off of their Games of Power LP. That was my favorite LP from last year with my year-end list, and Homefront's just truly an amazing band. I mean, truly special. I've gotten the chance to see them live a handful of times in Chicago. I've met them. They're the friendliest bunch. Very excited to see what they're going to be doing next. So if you have a chance to see them live, please do. You will not regret it. And finally, closing out that set, we had another band of fellow Chicagoans, Stress Positions. Song was Interloper, and that's off their Walang Haya cassette that was put out by Open Palm, another killer hardcore band. Check them out for sure. That's Stress Positions. All right, heading into this last little set of music, we're going to open things up with Factory City Children. This is the song Obsessed from their Perfect Utopia EP. Enjoy.
Yeah.
I'm out of time for today. I'm going to keep this roundup brief. I got a few things to touch on here. So off the top there, we had Factory City Children with the song Obsessed from their Perfect Utopia EP, put out by Toxic State Records. After that was The Annihilated with Vice Grip. I want to give a special shout out to Bobby Cole from Annihilated for the tips on recording this episode and for being an overall cool guy. After that was Bootlicker with It's Beautiful. Love Bootlicker. Can't go wrong. Check out their new album, Thousand Yard Stare. It's fire. And then we had Foreseen with Serve Your Purpose off of their Untamed Force LP put out by Quality Control HQ. I want to thank everyone from Maximum Rock and Roll for letting me do this. Of course, if you'd like to donate to keep MRR Radio going, please go to MaximumRockandRoll.com/donate. You can listen to this radio show at MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio. Shoot us an email at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com. If you have a submission of something you want reviewed, please send a vinyl copy or one copy of CD and cassette to MRR, P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609. Once again, if you want to make a donation, head over to MaximumRockandRoll.com/donate and be sure to subscribe to us wherever you find your podcasts. Okay, that's it for me today. Thanks again for tuning in. I do have one last song for you that is one of my favorite songs of all time from the very first record I did a review for Maximum Rock and Roll. It's an older band called The Vanilla Muffins. The song is The Pride of the North. Thank you again so much for tuning in. Hope you've enjoyed this, and hopefully you'll hear from me again soon. Take care. Thank you.
When you were born, we held you. You didn't know it, but you took your name then and emerged later after so many years. Sweet like okra or a comatose reverie, you found light in the gentle friction between sense and reality. Even as a child, your features had definition, one folded into the next as though composed with intention. There are many flowers like you in bloom then. Now they toss atop bed springs just to keep from eddying under. Their hands grip each other's just to try to stay afloat. And amidst the struggle, pleasure darts between them. These words weren't meant for you, but one day they find you through another. And through you, one day they find another. And then one day, another. And one day, another.